Meanwhile, in New York City, there's another round of proposals on the table to open new schools and fit others into existing school buildings. As WNYC's Yasmin Khan reports, it's a parting shot by Mayor Bloomberg to try to influence the school landscape well after he leaves office.
There are a few familiar arguments when a new school is proposed to share space with an existing school.
There's no reason for this to be happening right now. They should be supporting the school instead of taking bits away from it.
This is David Personette, a social studies teacher at John Dewey High School in Brooklyn. He and other teachers showed up to a community meeting this week to protest the education department's proposal to open a new high school within the John Dewey building.
Well, may I add something?
Students came out too. This is John Cordova, a senior at Dewey. He's dreaming of a day when there's a new approach to education under a new mayor.
We could bring in parents, students, and, you know, the community in our educational decisions rather than bureaucrats who don't really know the educational system like we do.
The Bloomberg administration is putting forward more than 40 proposals to put schools in shared buildings. It fits into the mayor's philosophy of closing struggling schools and opening small schools, including charters. In the last 10 years, the city has opened more than 600 new schools. A new mayor has to decide whether to continue these policies or how to change them. One hot-button issue is charter schools and whether they'll continue to have a friend at City Hall. Republican Joe Lodup is a proponent of charters, but Democratic candidate Bill de Blasio hasn't shown a lot of love to charter schools on the campaign trail. James Merriman, who heads the New York City Charter School Center, says a political campaign is one thing.
And then someone wins, and they're actually responsible.
He says the new mayor will have to answer to the 70,000 students in charter schools and the more than 50,000 on waiting lists.
I don't think a mayor is going to look at those families and look at those parents and tell them that their choice isn't a valid one.
Just to be clear, the vast majority of co-locations are not charter schools. They're regular district schools. Still, the issue of sharing space is a potent one in school communities. Education officials will be sure to hear these frustrations over the next month when the proposals come up for a vote. It's one of the last moves to shape the school system by the Bloomberg administration. For WNYC, I'm Yasmin Khan.